I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Friday, the 26th of August 2011. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we've been preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, Numbers 120 to 134, and the sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Psalm 133, verse 1. It reads, "How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity." Brothers living together in unity, good and pleasant. I imagine it includes sisters as well. The point is, I think, that church isn't just a community that works for people who are, I don't know, who naturally find it easy to get along with one another. In fact, church is the laboratory, the place where people who don't find it easy to get along with one another learn that. And they learn it, even if they're weak in it, because they have the power of God in them. It pleases God when we get along together and live in community. God is all about community. It's part of the fabric of the way in which we're made and the world is made and what God wants to see. Indeed, creation itself in Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and so on, it's not complete until there's community. Adam needs Eve before humanity can be seen as whole. Well, what about church? We tend to see different attitudes towards being involved in church. Some see it as coming to meetings. Some see it as attending and being a member. But true church is all about real community. There's a great paragraph here in page 176 of Eugene Peterson's book, Along Obedience in the Same Direction, commenting on this psalm. And he says this, So the question is not, am I going to be part of a community of faith, but how am I going to live in this community of faith? God's children do different things. Some run away from it and pretend that the family doesn't exist. Some move out and get an apartment of their own from which they return to make occasional visits, nearly always showing up for the parties and bringing a gift to show that they really do hold the others in fond regard. And some would never dream of leaving, but cause others to dream it for them, for they are always criticising what is served at the meals, quarrelling with the way the housekeeping is done, and complaining that the others in the family are either ignoring or taking advantage of them. And some, determined to find out what God has in mind by placing them in this community called a church, learn how to function in it harmoniously and joyously, and develop the maturity that is able to share and exchange God's grace with those who might otherwise be viewed as nuisances. I love that description. He writes very well. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. We've got to stick around. Somebody once said to me, the genius of remaining a Christian, the genius is simply showing up. We stay faithful because we keep showing up. And God keeps teaching us and training us through community how selfish we are and how we can overcome that, how lazy we are and how we can overcome that, how prejudiced we are and how we can overcome that, how biased we are and how we can overcome. And God refines those things in us if we just stick around and show up. That's the genius of being a Christian. It's not rocket science, is it? We don't need a massive IQ. We do need a high SQ. Spiritual quotient, perhaps, quality. How are we doing with sticking around to create the unity? For the unity doesn't happen by itself or automatically. Community and unity happen because we stick at it when the going gets tough. Well, we'll look at this concept and this verse in a bit more detail in the next podcast, but we'll pause it there for today to reflect upon those things. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find us at nwlcc.org, and I'd be really grateful if you could pop over to iTunes and give us a review and some stars. Thank you very much. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.